Hello and welcome to another edition of the Typical Confucian Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Holliday. Boy, what an interesting day it was yesterday. We're talking the 18th of December 2022. Oh my God. Can't believe we're getting into 2023 and we're 8 years into this podcast. It's unbelievable. Wow. Time just sort of went. What the hell kind of word am I making up? Anyway, oh man, I was at my folks yesterday celebrating my mother's 74th birthday and set my Alexa device off while I wasn't home, and my poor neighbor almost had a heart attack. It was crazy stuff. Under control, though. Thank God for being able to control these things remotely. That's for sure. Well, I hope everybody has a wonderful holiday season. I know mine's pretty cool. For the first time, my nieces picked me up. Man, I tell you, my nieces grew up. They're like 20 years old, 19. And my other niece is my other nephew. My one nephew is 23 or will be 24. Is that right? Yeah, he's going to be 23, I think. See, time just gets away from you and you have no idea what's what anymore. Holy smokes. And then he says he's got one more year of school and he took a job. He isn't ever responding to his own mother. He didn't even call me back when I tried to call him. I got him last week on the phone and I said, Jesus God, dude, where were you? Dude, I was just around. I'm like, dude, you got to answer your phone. That's the trouble with these cell phones, and nobody answers their phone anymore. It's crazy stuff, man. It was fun riding with my two nieces, Elise and Jamie, Sophia and Alyssa, two of their girlfriends. I was outnumbered, oh boy, and outclassed because they're so beautiful. It was awesome stuff, though. It was really cool.
Here's a deal for you guys. If you sign up using the Typical Confucian Podcast referral link, which is located in the show notes, you will receive a $20 Buzzsprout credit just for signing up to start your own podcast with us. So don't forget to look for the referral link inside the show notes. Let's make sure we're up. There we go. Nicely done. For Christmas this year, I got myself a XM subscription. Cool thing to have. I got 3 months free, which is cool. But I'm going to keep it, definitely. I love 80s on 8. That's my favorite channel. My first listen was the Perling Matter, Yours Truly Johnny Dollar, because they have all that stuff also. A lot of old-time radio shows. It's channel 148 for old-time radio. There's all kinds of stuff out there. Comedy, politics, so on and so forth. It's fun. I decided to splurge and get myself an 80 subscription. I'm glad I did. And did I say 80 subscription? I meant XM subscription.
And now,
who's your man?
What's your name?
Jim Holliday, Typical Confucian Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Typical Confucian Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Holliday. Don't forget, you can contact us via email at jimbo1970@comcast.net or via Twitter. That's at Radio Man Jimbo, or directly via phone line 609-360-3905. On the way, your Bob Carson NSF Discovery files, and a whole bunch more.
This is the Typical Confusion Podcast.
Not so Total Recall. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Ever meet someone who can accurately recall even minute details of their life going back to childhood? It's known as Highly Superior Autobiographical Memory, or HSAM, first identified in 2006 by scientists at UC Irvine. Now, an Irvine team has shown that superior memory may be just as susceptible to manipulation and distortion as an average one. Depending on certain conditions, it seems that everyone can form false memories. The team recruited 20 people with superior memory and 38 people with average memory for a series of tests to see how false information can manipulate memory formation. They had the subjects participate in word association, remember details of a crime scene photo, and discuss their recollections of footage of the United Flight 93 crash on 9/11. In truth, such footage does not exist. Part of the manipulation and misinformation the scientists used to create potential false memories. Their findings showed that people with HSAM were just as likely to be manipulated as anybody else, depending on how the misinformation was processed. The study could be helpful to professions that rely on memory, such as psychology and law, showing that anyone can form false memories. Sometimes I found the best memories are the ones that never happened. Learn more at nsf.gov. With the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.
There is a man by the name of Jerry Skinner who has profiled some of the most famous men and women actors and actresses in the world. Persons like Greer Garson and Darla Wood from The Little Rascals. This time he profiles a town on Interstate 40 called Corvo, New Mexico. It's very interesting stuff.
I've traveled to Interstate 40 across the country. I've always wondered about the little ghost town that lies somewhere between Santa Rosa and Tucumcari, New Mexico. And I know that if you traveled I-40 through that area, you've noticed it and wondered too. The interstate runs right through the middle of the town. Now this time, my curiosity just got the better of me. Why would a whole town just decide to up and leave homes, churches, schools, and buildings and just get up and move? We're now standing on the north side of the expressway looking south at what is left of the little town of Corvo, New Mexico. Now this building for years served as a schoolhouse, and I've seen pictures of this building when it was in much worse shape than it is now. Somebody, I think, has put a new roof and barred up the doors and windows. I think it must have been recently bought or something. It could have been somebody that maybe went to school here years ago, or in some way has a professional or personal connection to the community. Actually, lots of people are interested in old Western towns and love to search abandoned buildings just for fun. Some take entire vacations just searching through old ghost towns. Although I didn't go into any of the buildings, I believe passing by, I did see some actual old pictures still hanging on the walls. Now, if you're thinking about exploring Corvo the next time that you travel through New Mexico, I want to relay a story that I only learned after my trip was over. Now this is the empty Getty Memorial Church. Some say it used to be a Catholic church, and then later on it was a Baptist. I don't know. But as you can see, it looks better than most of the buildings in town, has a fence around it, and the windows and doors are nailed closed to keep everyone out. Well, there's a reason for this. I grant you it wasn't always in such good shape. In June of 2013, when an Albuquerque couple who loved exploring old abandoned towns walked through the open doors of this church, they were in for a shock. Scrolled across the sanctuary in blue spray paint was the words, Church of Fornication. Now, thinking it was most likely just vandalism, they continued their quest to one of the back rooms. This time they felt more than shock. This time they felt fear. They had stumbled onto what looked like an active sexual trophy room. Pinned to the walls was used ladies' undergarments, and by each item written on the wall was a brief explanation of the activities relating to that garment. The couple quickly informed the New Mexico State Police. They investigated without results. Items began missing one by one off the wall. And then Channel KRQE, News 13 out of Albuquerque, did a nightly broadcast in October of 2014 after they had heard about two lady photographers that traveled around taking pictures of old abandoned buildings. They were photographing an old house 7 miles west of Cuervo, just off Interstate 40, when they discovered the same items arranged in the same way and with more detailed stories. Just thought you might want to know. In 1901, the Chicago, Rock Island, and Pacific Railroads helped establish Cuervo. First, it was railroad workers and later others. By 1910, cattle ranches began to spring up around the town. By 1926, the town got its biggest economic boom when the new Route 66 was established, the Mother Road as it was called, bringing thousands of travelers out of the dust bowls of Oklahoma on their way to the Golden State, right through Cuervo. Soon they had a filling station, a hotel that travelers could stop and spend the night, a medical clinic in case of injuries or illnesses. Those were the good old golden days of Cuervo, and it lasted until the late 60s, when the nation was introduced to the superhighway system, Interstate 40, the same as Route 66. It went right through the middle of town. The town was informed, if you want people to continue stopping, you must have an on-ramp and an off-ramp, costing millions, and the town had to pay for it. Cuervo, New Mexico simply didn't have enough money, even though it meant the death of their town.